all young men, where'er you be, and listen to my lamentation. I courted the girl beyond compare, and I loved her above admiration. In the course of time she became my wife, 'twas not for beauty but for riches, and oftentimes it caused great strife to see which of us would wear the breeches. Oh, Paddy Kane, it is my name, my height, it is 5'11". My wife is nearly not so big, she measures only 4'7". The hedges I have often stripped, I've left them bare of rods and switches. A hide with blush or I've left blacked, and still she swears she'll wear my breeches. I am a tailor to my trade, at cutting out I am quite handy, but all the money that I make she lays it out on tea and brandy. Sometimes I do shout and bawl, there's nothing gone but thieves and witches. A head goes off into the wall, but still she swears she'll wear my breeches. One morning at the tea and eggs, contented sitting by the fire, she broke the teapot on my leg, she left me leapin' to retire. Sometimes I do shout and moan as I go hopping on my crutches. I'd wished I'd broke my collarbone the day I let her wear my breeches. So come all young men, where'er you be, don't marry a wife if she's enchanting. For if you do, you'll be like me, with other boys she'll go gallanting. My advice it is to you, is to marry for love and work for riches. If you can't get a girl with an honest tongue, that'll give you leave to wear your breeches.